to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang.
Video Game Bang.
Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on, everybody? The Real David Webb here with Video Game Bang, Sacramento's number one geek and gaming podcast. We are powered by NRG Esports, which is celebrating their two-year birthday today, so happy birthday to them.
Really? 2 years old?
2 years old. Yeah, they're a toddler. They're teething now.
Okay.
Yeah, and of course, I'm believing in comics and coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. We have a marvelous show for you guys. Stay tuned.
I see what you did
that
there.
Joke, yeah, that joke's going to land in a minute. We are continuing the New Mutants RPG game with Kevin and Jeff. Are they going to find another mutant held in captivity? Probably, because that's how all mutants are found in this game. But first, let me introduce the cast. Final ones and twos. We have the one and only Sir Aaron Carter.
What's up, everybody? I am here, and I'm excited.
Are you excited?
Not that much. I mean, my back is hurting, but I am going to brave through this.
You hopped up on drugs, huh?
I'm all hopped
up. Jacked
up
on Mountain Dew.
Exactly. I'm taking that super soldier serum, so that's the drugs that I'm on.
Hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah, you ever see that that little flyer with the Captain America saying, you know, don't do drugs, kids?
It's
like your abilities are
from drugs.
Literally from drugs, Cap. What are you talking about?
Government funded.
Oh, okay. So do government funded drugs.
Yeah, sanctioned.
Okay.
It's called loopholes, Aaron.
Okay. All right. That's cool.
Also with us, we have international superstar, Mr. Worldwide.
Really? I think that's taken. I don't want to get sued.
I don't think it is.
I think you should go with it, sir.
I don't think it is. I don't think it's taken. I've never heard it.
Except a good moniker.
Mr. Worldwide.
Exactly.
Mr. Worldwide. Mr. Worldwide. I got to say it like every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You realize this, right?
Yeah. Another one.
That's another person altogether.
Is it? I've never heard these.
They're going to call you Mr. Plagiarism.
I came up with these.
Why don't we just call him Pitbull? That one's good, right?
Yeah, that's a good name.
Sounds good to me. All right, Pitbull.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey, what's up, everybody? How's it going?
And long-time caller, first-time listener. Nailed it. First try.
Here we go.
We have Piper from Papers Crusaders.
They give me the horse races. Greetings, foolish mortals.
Presenting his most royal majesty.
The Mad Piper is here, everybody.
Custom.
Look at that.
Wow.
Your majesty.
So, where do you find these? I need
what,
them.
You have set the bar so high for guests now. You realize that, right? Mia Khalifa didn't get her own soundboard.
He's royalty, man. He's royalty.
His majesty.
Your majesty, the Mad Piper.
I dressed down tonight.
See?
It was because I was expecting a good time.
He said, I'm slumming it up with the locals.
With the
see, what is this thing called?
Peasants?
A t-shirt?
I'm going to put a cigar in my mouth. I'm not going to light it. But it'll be there.
But it's going to be there.
Status. Because of status.
There it is. And we got the chat room rolling off.
Two squiggles. Yeah, I can't forget the chat room. They're here day in, day out. They never leave.
Yeah, Squiggle.
Say hello to the chat, everybody.
Squiggle said that it's his bedtime right now.
Man, everybody talks
too bad
about
you're going to miss it.
Piper looks like Hopper's from Stranger Things' younger brother.
Everybody says this.
Really? Well, you might want to run with it.
Really? I was thinking of
I can see it.
Last Man on Earth.
Will Forte.
Will Forte right now, because you have that look going.
What is going
on here? That beard is crazy.
Okay, Saturday Night Live, Will Forte.
Okay.
It's
MacGruber, okay. Will Forte.
Yeah, MacGruber.
MacGruber.
You know
that's awesome.
Capital M. A, C, capital B.
That is awesome,
actually. That's a pretty good impression.
Thanks.
It's fun because I'm watching 30 Rock right now. I'm going back and watching it. And I'm on the season where Jenna is dating Will Forte, who dresses up as Jenna.
Yes.
And Cher. I just got to the episode where she walked in on him dressed up as Cher.
And it was an issue.
Yeah, it was.
Like, there was a fight.
There was domestic.
You're like really, really new into the 30 Rock thing, right?
I think I've seen all but like the last three seasons. So I just started from the beginning and I'm just working my way.
You should
back.
Get there.
Yeah, I should get there.
30 Rock.
30 Rock.
It's a good show.
So
I have really the song stuck show. In my head all the time. So we got a new chapter of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's canon now.
Cinematic?
Yep.
I would say podcastular universe.
Podcastular. New Mutants.
Because some things in the podcast Marvel Universe are definitely a little different from the 616 comic universe and the cinematic universe.
It's pretty spot on.
So far, I mean, it's kind of been, yeah, it's kind of been spot on.
So to catch everybody up, you have me. I played Jeff. That's spelled with a G-E-O-F-F.
Ah, okay, yeah. Are you a limey?
Yeah. No, I'm I am a plant bender.
Okay.
So I decided to call myself.
Hey! That is a subscription, Mavrus. Subscribing for 5 months in a row, everybody.
Nice.
Take off your pants and your panties.
Not you, Mofruit.
Yeah, well,
I seriously thought you had a custom one. Like, take off your pants. I was like, that was so well timed.
I know. That was pretty spot on.
Impressive.
I play Jeff, a plant bender, and I'm pretty sure I give myself dreadlocks. I don't remember.
I don't think you ever did, sir. Made
out of ivy ropes? Did I not do
that? No, you didn't. No.
Okay, I thought I did.
But, I mean, if you want to grow them.
I've gotten this long. I'm a plant bender.
You're a plant bender. You can do that.
We have Kevin, a.k.a. Steven.
Yeah.
His street name is Steven.
I got to think of a name. I want a superhero name.
Who's our healer?
Yeah. I got freaking stiffed on that ability swap. Yeah.
Healers are important.
It's so important. Every time I walk in a room, I have to gauge to see if there's any wood in the room.
What about my personality says, I'm going to heal you? I'm more worried about myself because I have no... defenses. Just got to take a hit.
Chose poorly.
The last adventure.
I didn't choose.
Oh, you rolled.
It was bestowed upon him. The last adventure, you spent a good chunk of the time up in a tree, which I grew for you.
But technically, I stabbed somebody.
He did stab somebody.
Yeah. Every time we play an RPG together, you somehow stab somebody.
Because
I feel like I'm somehow involved in the stabbing.
I always get some ability where I'm supposed to heal somebody.
Yeah.
But then I never get around to it.
Yeah.
So I'll do the damage, but I'll never erase it or
exactly.
But you know,
In the D&D campaign, I told the guy that we were interrogating that you would stab him, and then once he tells us what we wanted to know, we'd heal him because Steven had healing potion.
Of course.
So Steven stabbed him. He told us what he wanted to know.
Did you use the healing potion?
No.
Did you stab him with the healing potion?
I stabbed him. I stabbed him and I crit.
Yeah, stabbed him, rolled a natural 20.
Breaks the potion and then just starts nailing him in the neck with the glass.
It was...
He's just sitting there getting stabbed in the neck. Like, oh my God.
Wasted a potion.
What alignment were you?
I was supposed to be, I think... something lawful good or something.
Lawful good. You were lawful good.
It turns out I am neutral
chaotic
good.
You took a wide berth from lawful good. Yeah. Right? If you're ganking folks.
Yeah. I'm neutral, so I just kind of egged it on. He's dead.
In my defense.
What's next?
I didn't really know what those meant.
Wait.
Didn't really do my research.
What defense? Because good is in the title.
And lawful as well.
Okay, but then and then when Aaron's the DM... Things get frustrating.
Things do get frustrating.
Because
so
he's
frustrating, they forget the R in the word frustrating.
It's frustrating, okay? It's
frustrating.
He's gotten so much better. When we played that, his musical cues were confusing because at one point the music changed to match the situation.
Hold on.
So then the entire time, every time the music changed, we got hella suspicious.
No, they just read into every little thing. So they were going through a town.
When Amy was with us, right?
Yeah, Amy was playing with us, and she's probably gonna be jealous that you're playing with us now.
She's gonna kill. She might kill you.
She might kill you. Yeah.
I've been killed before.
So,
can I count on you?
I did.
That's a no.
It doesn't work in real life.
I've slid down to chaotic evil.
So
Piper gets stabbed. Kevin comes running over.
I had some sound
not working
for some dogs. You know,
some dags.
There were some, I can't remember what the name of the enemies I had them fighting, but they were dogs. Just let them know that the dogs were around. So they ran into that, and they thought any sound cue that I did from then on was an instant clue to whatever's happening.
That's why you can't be that intuitive with this.
Apparently.
You're just this will be cute.
So I have to roll it back a little bit or whatever. But, you know, I think tonight's, Blink Dogs. Thank you for
Blink Dogs. Yeah. There it is. Who are actually good.
Yeah, but they
were
under control by somebody else.
Oh, yeah, we
crit
on them bastards, too.
For our RPG adventure, we have Aaron, who is our... I won't say DM, I'll say GM, Game Master.
I would just say the one above all.
The MC?
That's what the
lofty.
The one above all.
That's what they call it in Marvel. That's
okay. The one above all. He's the watcher.
No. The watcher doesn't intervene with
that's
anything.
That's true. He's okay. He's not the supposed one above to,
but
all.
The fool intervenes. What's going on over here?
He's just blocking. Exactly.
He just watches. What's okay. So the one above all controlling the world that we live in. But Piper has to pick his power. Or
he does.
He has to gain his power.
He has to be born into
first,
his power.
Piper has to do me a quick favor and roll that die on there. And then I will tell you. Piper rolls the die
for the
what number did you
home?
Get?
17 and 4.
17 and 4?
Y'all.
So together.
21. Nailed it.
All right. Everybody.
First try.
It's a quick maths.
Yeah, quick maths. So, while I'm looking up Piper's power, do you want to explain to him what happened in the last adventure?
So, in the last adventure, we got conned by a non-Hydra agent, Jonathan Garrett.
Who's
totally a Hydra agent.
Well, okay, so here's the confusing part. I'm the only one of the group that watched that much of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No,
okay.
I watched it too. I just
you
forgot.
You watched it too. It's, okay, so...
I called him Bill Paxton the whole time.
Aaron says episode. John Garrett, who in the show, he's actually a Hydra, a double agent.
All right.
For Hydra. So the whole time I'm thinking he's a Hydra agent.
He's a Snape.
Which turns out he actually did abandon us and kind of tricked us into stealing a, what was it? What kind of diamond was it?
It wasn't even, they didn't find the diamond. The diamond wasn't
found. Oh, we never found it.
You guys were supposed to go look for, he told you that the wrecking crew was digging for the jewel of the Sidorak.
Yeah. Oh. They were just a bunch of construction workers.
But they, yeah. Sure.
They were on a work release program.
It was just.
They were on a work release program just mining, you know, just trying to do their time.
Sure. We killed two of them.
We didn't kill them.
No, two of them did die.
They incapacitated. No,
you just incapacitated all four.
Oh, we just incapacitated. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought I killed one of them.
I stabbed one of them, so he's going to be pissed.
Michael Keaton was not among them.
No, Michael Keaton was not among them.
Unfortunately, kind of yeah, Michael Keaton was.
So Jonathan Garrett comes back and he cleans up the mess and abandons us in the rainforest of Chile, right?
No, South America.
We're in
South
the Amazon America. Or something like that.
Yeah, you're just in South America. Yeah. I never was really specific to where in South America.
Just as the foreman walks up asking why we incapacitated his crew. So that's where we are.
That's what happened.
That's the last time.
I'll walk in on some shit that you started.
Yeah, pretty much. I am betting, though, if history tells me anything.
I'm the foreman.
That. Yes. No. Somehow, Steven and I are in some sort of jail or are being held captive, and we see you there.
Some South American prison?
Because every time I have met another mutant in this RPG, I've been in captivity. And they have, too.
All right.
Pretty much, yeah. That's kind of, yeah, that's true. I sent you your mutant abilities on your Instagram, which we need to exchange phone numbers because that'd be a lot easier.
We do. We did.
And, that's all the catching up for you and actually the people on...
Oh, God, I hope it's offensive. And
Squiggle says that you're Stan Lee, Aaron.
I'm Stan Lee. Yeah. Excelsior, everybody.
For those of you listening at home, if you are not already watching us on twitch.tv/videogame_bang, you are missing out because we get very animated, and especially with these kinds of episodes, if you're not watching, you can't see Aaron doing a robot right now.
That listen was here, true believers, robot. Get out
that was
there
like
and look
the
on
wave.
The video.
You should be doing Stanley.
I only see bits and pieces of you because there's a huge monitor in front of me.
Horrendous.
You're missing out if you're not watching the video.
So would you like to explain Piper to
I need to? I then.
Yeah. You can tell
you
them.
You can show your card.
You can show your cards to the people. Your mutant ability is.
It is skin hardening. No, not just there. It is all over my body. Probably think of Colossus.
Okay.
Or maybe Absorbing Man, but not with the absorption. Just the skin hardening.
Just the skin hardening part.
So okay. Like,
Absorbing Man constantly touching metal.
You're like the guy from My Hero Academia. He has the same.
So
power.
Are you familiar with animes?
Yeah.
Some.
So okay. on the anime he's speaking of, the guy literally can just harden his skin.
But it's as strong as steel. So it's
yeah.
Okay.
All
right. Is any more information on your ability there?
Yeah. Am I organic? Like, do we know if I'm organic? Like. Colossus, organic metal, or is it like...
It doesn't say organic metal. It just says...
Skin hard. It's just skin. It's just you, hard skin.
Think, can you find him at Trader Joe's?
Think like... think like Luke Cage.
Take some of that organic
skin. So, yeah. Organic like Luke Cage. As organic as his skin is.
I'm Luke Cage.
Congratulations.
Extra attractive to the ladies.
loves getting coffee.
It says applications, enhanced durability.
Okay.
Supernaturally dense tissue and unbreakable skin when used at full capacity. How am I not always using that at full capacity?
Yeah.
If my skin could only be like way hard, why am is that not like how I live?
Maybe you need to make it just a little.
Only when you sneeze is when it's at full capacity.
Yes. And then it just wears off.
You just carry a thing of pepper and smell it every time you get attacked.
All right.
So, oh, we're about to be in a fight. Hang on. Let's do this.
Is everybody ready now?
Yeah. We're ready. Lay it on us.
All right. So here
we
go.
Go.
All right.
This ought to be fun.
Our tale begins on the helicarrier. Shield helicarrier with Kevin and Jeff sitting in a interrogation room with Nick Fury pacing back and forth with a folder in front of him with kind of just random papers inside of it, and he looks extremely, extremely pissed off. He turns to both of you and he goes, "So let's see what we got here. Normally I would just, you know, throw you two into the big house and then just be done with you after the chaos that you guys created in South America under the Shield name, by the way."
Okay.
Hold your tongue right there.
I mean, like, literally hold it? Or do you mean just...
Shut up.
Okay.
Jonathan Garrett, already a rogue agent, plus you gave him 4 superpowered criminals on the loose.
First of all, we didn't give him... anybody.
You basically hand wrapped
it
to this man.
He technically took them himself. We just knocked them out.
Should I shoot you now? It'd be easier.
I can heal myself.
From a head wound? Try it. I know all your abilities. There's not wood on this deck, and there ain't nothing to heal. All
right, well.
2 guns, 2 shots, and you're dead.
Whatever, you murderous bastard.
Yeah, I can make it happen. With Shield.
Are there snakes on this
plane? Not the Macy's Day Parade like you guys went down there causing all type of ruckus.
Can you describe this ruckus?
Oh, yeah, I'll describe it. But anyway, I'm taking care of Garrett. Don't worry about all that. I got plans for him. Hey, thanks for the follow.
Fourth wall broken.
The realism's it's ruined for me. I need to
troll you guys and just subscribe at, like, tension-building moments more often.
So Mr. anyway, Garrett,
can I ask you a question?
What do you want?
Are there any snakes on this plane?
There are no snakes on this plane. Oh. Garrett, I'll take care of Garrett myself. When I find him,
he's
he will definitely be taken care of.
You know that,
anyway,
right?
Like I was saying before, you guys did show some type of resolve down there in a situation that seemed to have high stress values. I know he promised you to be Shield agents, but you are definitely not Shield agents. I vet everybody that comes in, and you guys definitely don't fit the mold just yet. He signals to 2 agents that are standing outside to bring in a third man to kind of come and sit down. This is new recruit. I'm sorry, I don't have your file on right hand. What's your name again?
Hi there, my name is Mac.
Mac, yeah. So this is Mac, another new recruit that I'm looking at. And since you two seem to be so willing to be a Shield agent, you can join Mac here on a special assignment I have for the 3 of you. Thanks for the follow, Agent Coulson 23.
Sorry, my name is Mac, sir.
He pulls out a kind of a little device that looks like the same thing that Garrett gave you, the little holographic device that was on your packs from the last adventure. And he sets it down in front of you, and he presses a button on there, and it brings up a hologram of a kind of a scraggly-looking man.
I know that guy. That's the homeless guy that lives by my 7-Eleven.
Yeah, well, this guy is dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
He did it.
Who did it?
Geoff did it.
No.
I don't know who Geoff is.
He likes to put his wood and things.
This is exactly what I need you guys to figure out. This guy is Ebenezer Lawton, a.k.a. the Scarecrow. He's a small-time criminal and actually murderer, too. He's been on and off the grid for a long time. He's even fought some of the big heroes, from Spider-Man even all the way up to Cap. He's put in some work as that criminal. Last time that we had any type of information on him, he was somewhere in Begalia, hanging out with the masters of evil, quote-unquote. But his body turned up somewhere in New York in what seems to be his apartment. Don't know what's going on there, but if you guys can figure this out, I'll think about letting you guys join the S.H.I.E.L.D. agency.
Two questions.
What's that?
Has he ever spent time in Gotham City?
What the hell is Gotham City?
Okay, I'm going to take that as a no. Question number two. You know that John Garrett's Hydra, right?
Did I say anything about Garrett?
He's 100% Hydra. I'm just saying.
I've got him locked down.
You do you.
You got two choices.
Step back in line, rookie.
There it is. At least he gets it.
What's his power? Mac, what's your power?
You're going to find out when it's relevant. How about that?
There you go.
This is now a listening time. We listen to Captain. Captain?
Just the...
Is he Captain? Are you a Captain?
No, just Fury. Call just me Fury. Last known whereabouts where he found the body, of course, is in New York. We'll send you down there to his apartment, which looks like his apartment. Not sure. But anything that you guys find, any little clues that you find, you report back to me. And then keep it on the low. That means no flashy moves or techniques out there. We don't need anybody knowing that S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are on the ground investigating this murder.
Well, you already said we're not S.H.I.E.L.D. agents.
Exactly. And that's right. Now you get it. You're not. So go find them. Anything that you find, definitely report immediately back to me and no one else.
I'm still a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent, right, Cap? You're Fury?
You're still.
I don't believe you're Nick Fury.
You're still
Didn't agent. Nick Fury die?
I don't believe.
I'll take it.
The Nick Fury I know is white.
He throws down a couple of S.H.I.E.L.D. database, like an encyclopedia type of thing. They look kind of like cell phones, but they just have the entire, people files or anything like that on different type of characters and stuff like that. He gives you guys each one of those. He also gives you personal communicators with direct lines right back to him. And he has two S.H.I.E.L.D. agents escort you out onto the deck of the helicarrier. You guys step out there and you see that you're miles above the sky, just floating in the air on the helicarrier with jets taking off left and right all over the place. And you see kind of a transport vehicle off into the distance at the end of one with one of the agents waving you guys over.
Do we recognize this agent?
I turn to the agents escorting us. Do you guys know Coulson?
Agent Coulson?
Yeah, Agent Coulson.
Yeah, no. He's off doing something pretty top secret stuff.
Is it with the Avengers?
I don't know. It's not my level.
Is it with Spider-Man?
I don't know. Fury set up this transport for you. You probably should take it and do whatever the hell you got to do.
All right. I think we should take the transport.
I thought he was in walking distance.
Is he within walking distance?
Yeah, they're all in walking.
Yeah, let's just walk over to
him. Yeah, we're going to walk over to the transport and take the transport.
I guess. Yeah, we'll do that then.
We walk over to the transport.
All right, you're over to the transport, and the side of it opens as you enter, and you see four uniforms kind of just dressed out as if you're in a locker room for a sports team or something like that. All kind of one size fits all hanging there, S.H.I.E.L.D. agent uniforms. You put them all on. We're just going to skip that part. You put them on, and they fit.
I put mine on slowly.
Semi-comfortable.
Very slowly.
I ask the agents if it comes in green.
No.
Okay.
The pilot turns back around to you. So Nick has a mission for you guys, apparently in New York. We're heading over to New York. ETA about, I don't know, an hour? We get anywhere about an hour within the helicarrier. It's pretty dope here. You guys take off from the helicarrier. Zoom in as fast as possible, and you come upon a brownstone in New York, a 13-story brownstone, and the carrier kind of cloaks and lands right on top of the brownstone, letting you three off and saying, all right, you guys got your commands from Nick. If you guys need any help or any transportation, my name's Jeff. That's
hey,
right.
Hey, mine too.
Yeah, but how mine's with yours? A J like a normal human.
Wow.
So
I take offense to that.
My number's in your communicators. If you need any transportation anywhere in the U.S., Nick has authorized me to take you anywhere.
Quick all question.
Right? What?
Can I get a taser or some type of gun?
I'll see you later. He slams the door.
I think Jeff's racist.
And he,
I think he is.
Cloaks.
He answers your question.
Cloaks his device or his transportation and heads off into the unknown.
I'm gonna look around and see if there's any sort of door or hatch or something to get inside.
You look around and you see that there's a fire exit right up into the front of you that kind of leads into the building. It doesn't seem like it's locked.
Okay. I think that's our best entrance into the building. Who wants to take point? Wait, Mac, what's your power?
Oh, I thought I was back with Fury.
No, you're with them.
He sent me with the rookies?
Yes.
What the hell?
You're with the rookies.
I'm by some rookie custodian here.
Oh. How long have you been with the Force?
Oh, I don't remember.
Okay.
I had a long couple of years, so that's been happening. What was your question?
Okay, well, my new question is, how much have you been drinking?
There's no drinking. Okay. I am 17, no, se- or, yeah, like 17 years sober.
Okay. I thought you would say 17
years
old.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, it's sober.
Good for you.
No drinking. Some drugs, no drinking.
Some drugs, okay.
Right.
That's reassuring.
No
what's
drugs
your power?
Recently. That's right. My skin can harden to, I can't tell how hard it gets.
Freezing.
Rock. Steel, metal, some kind of something really hard. Nothing gets through this.
I vote he takes point. All in favor? Aye.
I don't care. Aye.
Okay.
I guess.
I'm not voting.
I'll walk in the building. It's not like nothing's gonna happen.
We don't know what's in there. We should make the guy that's indestructible go first.
It's the door, right? I check the door, see if it's open.
You open the door. Are you reach your hand down towards the door, and the door automatically opens up with the shield agent standing there. It was like, are you three the do guys?
Yep.
Not me, apparently.
Well, you guys are late, so let's hurry this up.
Oh.
It's down in room 304. I'll show you the scene.
Sorry, our Uber driver was racist.
Yeah, he leads you down. Right, yeah, it's Jeff, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jeff is a little off.
Yeah,
he leads you down to room 304 and opens the door, and you kind of see already shield agents all over the place, kind of CSI doing their thing, checking out the scene and everything inside the apartment. And then the agent that escorted you down says, don't really touch anything. They're kind of in the middle. You can ask anybody whatever you want. It doesn't matter. But, you know, you got your orders. I got mine.
I walk into the middle of the room. I go, all right, agents, what you got? Lay it on me.
They all kind of pause, stop what they're doing for a little bit. They look at you strange, like, who the hell is this guy? And then they continue to go back about their business.
That was rude.
I look around and see if... I look for clues, I guess.
You look around the room, and you kind of... It's just a regular apartment, one bedroom. Nothing really strange in the bedroom.
Is the body there?
The body is in the living room. It's on the floor, and there's kind of a ritualistic type of setup around it. The body is covered up by now. You can still see small amounts of blood splattered all around the floor. You can smell kind of a burning smell in the air right now. And there's like scrapings and carvings kind of all around where the body would be, like in a circle around the corpse.
I want to study the scrapings and the carvings. I want to see, I guess that'd be perception. See if I can, if I know what it is, or what would that be?
Yeah, it's just kind of a roll. We're just doing a roll.
Okay.
This one.
I want to see if I know what these markings are, if I recognize them.
Where's my phone? Oh, I get it. Sorry. All right, so you roll the dice, trying to see. Yeah, so you look at the carvings and you can make no sense of whatever the little scratchings around the body seem to be. There's a guy kind of analyzing it with some type of device. that's kind of right next to you as you inspect the different glyphs that are carved onto the floor.
I turn to him and ask if he's ever seen anything like this before.
I ain't never seen nothing like this before. Nick sent me down here 7 years of doing paperwork, and finally I get out the damn office, and I have to research some damn glyphs on a dead body. I have no idea what any of this is.
Is there any type of, like, corner or something there?
What do you mean?
If I look in the room, is there a coroner or somebody that's examined the body?
Oh, the coroner, yeah. He's over there in the kitchen. I don't know what he's doing.
I want to go talk to him.
Yes. I have already examined the body, if that's what you're talking about.
I want information about how did he die?
He died with a single stab wound to the chest, as far as I can tell, with some type of serrated blade.
That is a bummer.
Yeah, quite. it didn't look like he died too quickly. He bled out. And
how long has he been dead?
Been dead maybe 12 hours now? I'd have to wait for the results to come back.
I'm on comms. Ask him what that burning smell is.
You know, the room isn't that big.
Oh. What's the burning smell?
The burning smell, that's, I think, some type of incense maybe was burned around here somewhere.
Is that Nag Champa?
What? Maybe. Sage or something like that.
Sage.
Looks like some type of ritualistic type of killing.
Is that Updog?
No.
Dang. What's Updog?
Hey, nothing much. What's up with you?
Oh, good lord.
I don't know why Nick sent you three. It makes no sense. You're not helpful.
All right. I'm going to go, I'm going to keep looking around.
Is there any way I can examine the body or anything, any belongings he may have had on him? Possessions?
There was nothing on the body. He was fully nude whenever we found the body.
Definitely don't want to examine him now.
We keep all tabs on all criminals, small and large. And hearing of his death was quite strange because he seemed to have no real enemies out there besides Captain America or Spider-Man, maybe.
I get on my comms. Yo, St. Nicholas, you copy?
What did you call me?
Hey, how's it going? So we are here at the crime scene, and just a quick update for you.
What did you find?
We got some glyphs, some writing, and it smells like burning incense in here. Looks like some sort of ritualistic killing.
All right.
He was killed with a serrated blade of unknown length or origin, and he's naked.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything?
That's a quick update for you. He's still putting the pieces together.
All right. Have you searched into his personal?
Mac's doing that now. Mac, what you got?
I am totally on that. I have been on my phone looking at the records this whole time.
I gave you three whole databases to shield information, people. Come on. Ebenezer Lawton. It's not that hard, people.
I searched the databases, like, real fast. On whatever mobile device I have.
All right. We'll get back to you with more clues.
Don't call me for some useless stuff anymore.
You said every little thing.
I said information. Good information.
All right. Elves out. Okay. Let's check the database. See if there's anything in the database for this. Some sort of carving.
Elves out.
I did. It's holiday themed.
Right.
Check the database to see if there's any sort of any information on these glyphs. I think that's going to be the key to finding who did this.
Is there any way to roll to see if it's like Norse or some kind of other thingy?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Okay.
We know that. Guys from the
Check,
Norse
I guess,
universe.
History on it.
Zoology.
Or
xenology.
Or
I don't have my character sheet.
Yeah. No character sheet needs.
There's no character sheets. Where we are going.
Mac is an expert. He took all sorts of linguistics in college.
I thought I read that on your file. You're a linguist.
I totally did.
So I think he should definitely check out this language. Mac, get over here and check this out.
Great.
What do you think these carvings mean?
I need a roll on that.
You can roll. What are you going to do? Some sort of somersault or something?
I can start bullshitting, but I kind of want to give you the truth. We're very new acquaintances.
You kind of inspect the glyphs, and you can't really still make neither hide nor hair of any of this writing that's scratched into the floor.
Even though I do have a linguistics degree?
Yep. You've never even seen this before.
This is unlike anything that I have ever seen out of this human earth.
Brand new.
What about non-human earth?
I have not researched any non-human earth glyphs.
Okay. Kevin? How you doing?
There's a bunch of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents here, so they obviously have a bunch of information, and then they're trained to find stuff that we're not. I say we look up known associates, and maybe see if we can get information on anybody that's got it out for this dude.
Did I ever get any information back on his personal files?
You guys have a database in front of you of full personal files.
I was checking that.
Guys,
that
you know what?
What came back on those results?
You know what? This one's on me. I'm going to take the blame on this one. There's a link right here on my data pad that has his personal file.
Oh.
That one's on me. I didn't even turn it on. I'm more of an iPhone guy, but this is some sort of Android.
Sure.
Anyway, Ebenezer Lawton. He was born with an alcoholic mother who beat him viciously. Ebenezer would be rewarded afterwards when his mother's guilt drove her to give him presents. Learning that rewards followed punishment, Ebenezer began deliberately misbehaving to receive beatings. That does not sound like a healthy home life.
I also have that on my database.
Yeah, that link, you missed it, huh? You look right over it.
I did. I went straight over it. I'm so embarrassed.
I checked Facebook. I checked Twitter. Completely missed it. Let's see what his powers and abilities are. Looks like he has pretty low intelligence. Strength, speed, durability, energy production, fighting skills is a 4. I don't know what the scale is. But overall, he doesn't look super impressive.
Says he is naturally flexible and double jointed. He is the opposite of me.
He is the opposite of you.
Yes.
Are you single jointed?
Is there any scans or other DNA of people that have been in this apartment?
I'm very rigid.
You walk up to one of the other S.H.I.E.L.D. agents that seem to be kind of scanning the room around, doing a CSI work, and he turns to you and is like, "Yeah, nothing. I can only see like strange bits of straw everywhere, which is weird. I don't know. We haven't really checked any of his drawers or anything like that. We're kind of still just working on the, you know, the small details right now."
He did not have any drawers on, correct? Like, he was nude when we found him.
Yeah, he was totally naked.
Great.
He has a regenerative healing power, it says here. He has an accelerated healing process, enabling him to recover from physical injury much faster and more extensively than normal human. How did he die by a stab?
Maybe the knife was always in him.
Constantly. The knife was in him the whole time?
Yeah, you can't heal if the wound's still open. You know what I mean? Knife's still in there.
I want to go ahead and uncover the body and check for any weapons.
You pull it out, or pull the cover from over him, and you see that there is no weapon still lodged into him. But he has a massive gaping wound in the middle of his naked body.
Okay. Guys, there's something definitely weird going on here. Well, you guys, we need to check the rest of the apartment, see if there's anything in his personal effects that can maybe lead us to...
I'm good at checking personal effects. I am all right. Nosy as all sin. So let's just get through there and can I
So you check. Rummage through maybe a drawer that's inside of his apartment. Kind of in his kitchen, and you find a flyer for an advertisement for an oil painting at the Gray Gallery in New York.
So, it seems we got an art buff, excuse the pun, but we've got to head to the art gallery here. Because there is
a flyer for a showing for a painting.
For a showing for a painting at this gallery, so let's go.
When's the showing?
The showing is, let me check this here flyer again.
Is it tonight?
The flyer says that the gallery showing is today.
Who's the host on the flyer?
Oh, it's hosted by Marlene Alroon.
Marlene Alroon.
Alron.
I don't know Alron. That name.
All right. Good thing I have my tuxedo on underneath this
you spell
shield
it
jumpsuit.
M-A-R-L-E-N-E. A-L-R-A-U-N-E. Marlene Alron.
You guys go ahead and look that up. I'm going to call our Uber. Yo! Rudolph. A.K.A. Jeff.
Don't call me Rudolph. It's just Jeff. What do you want?
Man, you are grumpy. We need a ride to an art gala.
Where is this art gala?
That is a good question. Mac, where did you see the art gala was?
Let me check this on the flyer again. I've got it. I kept it with me because I am a thief.
Yeah.
What was the... What was
the Gray Art Gallery.
The Gray Art Gallery.
Art Gallery.
Yep. You know where that is?
There.
Gray Art Gallery. Yeah, that's right in Washington. It's on, all right. I think Washington Square. East Washington Square. Yeah, I know where that's at.
Is it over about an hour out?
That's like 2 minutes.
All right,
man.
Just checking.
Come on.
You're
just
the man,
checking.
Jeff.
All right.
You're the man.
Let's go, Rudolph. When we jump on the roof, elves out.
The hell he keeps saying elves for?
It's holiday season.
Whatever. You guys make your way up to the roof where an uncloaked Jeff is waiting in transport. And he takes you to 100 Washington Square, East New York. And lands kind of a block away from the event. There seems to be an event going on, kind of high-class people walking in.
What's the theme?
The theme, there's no real theme. It's just everything's kind of fancy and stuff like that.
The art, the theme is art.
There's very heavy security all around the event. Jeff kind of looks at you guys like, that place looks kind of really guarded. You would think that's like a SHIELD building or something like that. It's totally not. Don't get me wrong here. It's definitely not a SHIELD.
The
event.
Music changed. I was confused for a second.
Yeah, no.
Jeff, what kind of radio are you listening to? This is really ominous music.
It's called Smooth Ominous.
It's Smooth Ominous.
Yeah. 108 Smooth Ominous.
108. I'll remember that.
Yeah. Okay. 108 Smooth Ominous.
At home on my Spotify has radio now.
Looks like you guys are gonna need some type of invitations to get in there.
No, I got this.
I gotta run back to the apartment. Oh,
I have
we
this
really
flyer.
Left time.
Yeah, you guys are in front now.
I unzip my shield jumpsuit and I have a tuxedo on. I step out of my jumpsuit, throw in the copter, and straighten my bow tie.
When the hell did you get that?
Don't worry about it. Let's go, guys.
It's made out of plant fibers.
Okay, that's more believable. Yes.
Cotton is a plant.
Yes.
Boom.
There you go.
We start walking up, and I notice that there is some shrubbery on either side of the door, and I want
in the middle of New York.
Yeah,
you
can't
notice
you can't
shrubbery.
You can't have like plants next to the door.
Madison Square Garden, Central Park.
This is gardens. You got parks.
Why don't you Google search the address first, and then you tell me what you see around there? Since I gave you the address, 100 Washington East Square, New York.
Okay, hang on. Kevin's on it. Kevin, where am I looking at here?
What is it? 100?
100 East Washington Square Park. Is that close? Did I get that?
100 Washington Square East.
I said it right. It's just wrong order.
Or just Google, because it's a real place, the Gray Art Gallery.
Oh, it's an actual place.
Yes.
It's a place he has pulled straight out of his memory. He has been there.
It's riveting. Hang on.
This is why you should be watching this.
Shield database is very slow, everybody. They're running on Windows 98. It takes a little bit of time.
You see kind of in front.
This is better. What do we see? What are we looking at here?
There's like four pillars to a stone building in front with the guards standing right in front, kind of checking everybody as soon as they get in. They're making sure that everybody is secure and there's no weapons that get through. They have a metal detector right outside. It's really high security. And each person coming up to the door is handing them invitations as well.
All right.
If we would have went through those drawers, we would have found some invitations.
Probably would have.
Jeff, take us back. We got to go back to the crime scene.
I walk up super confidently. And walk up to the guards and just kind of give them a nod and walk on by.
The guard steps right in front of you, pushing you back quite fiercely, saying, I need the invitation, and you don't even look like you're supposed to be here.
I go, I'm sorry, you need a what?
I said, you need an invitation, as he pulls his coat open, revealing a weapon inside.
Oh, Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am?
I don't care who you are.
I am Donald Gray. What's the name? What's that sign say right there? What's that sign say?
He puts his hand to his ear, and he phones in for two more security guards who promptly come from inside of the building.
Do they know how to read? Are they going to be able to read the sign for you? What's the sign say?
All three of them draw weapons, pointing them right at your face.
Whoa, if you don't... Okay, all right, hooked on phonics. That's all I'm saying. It's all right, guys.
Please step back, sir. This is a private event.
Wow. All right. Well, you're going to be hearing about this from my father. Just saying. Mr. Gray. Yeah. It's only one shade.
We got a code crazy right in front of the building.
All right. Damn.
I go up to the bodyguard or whatever, and a security guard, and I say, I need to speak to Marlene.
You need to speak to Marlene?
Yeah.
Well, Mrs. Alloran is quite disposed right now, and do you have an appointment with her?
No, but it's in matters of her ex-husband.
Her ex-husband?
Yeah, Eric Jules Fontaine.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me go check on that.
I'm with him, by the way.
Oh, if you're with Crazy Man, I'm definitely not believing anything that you're saying.
No, I've never met this man in my life.
Nope, I was just kidding.
But I am with him. I am not a crazy man.
He pulls you over to the side, and he kind of just, let me go check in on this, what you have to say. And he kind of phones in, and then he whispers something to his partner's ear, and then has the other two security guards kind of go away for a minute. We're going to check out your story, and we'll see if everything checks out. You get a ring on your communicator, kind of low buzzing, and you can see the word Nick Fury form on the communicator.
Yo, Saint Nick, what's up?
You call me that one more time, and we're going to have problems.
You even sound like a jolly man.
There
What's
are three
up?
Bombs put in those communicators. I'll blow each and every single one of them up.
What is it, some sort of suicide squad?
Don't worry about all that. All
right.
What do you have so far?
So we're trying to get into a party right now. Don't
Why
worry.
Are you at
it's,
a party?
It's part of the mission. It's part of the mission. It's an art gala thrown by Marlene Alderaan. They say that right, Kevin?
Marlene
they say that right?
Alderaan.
Alderaan?
Alderaan, sorry.
Also, he was the one who fucked up. Why would you blow mine up?
You're there to watch them, basically.
Yeah.
He's doing a horrible job of babysitting.
I've seen you the whole time.
we found a flyer for this art gala in a drawer in Ebenezer's house. So we're following a lead. And Kevin is doing quite swimmingly, by the way. If S.H.I.E.L.D. does kudos points, I'm going to grant him some kudos points. And I provided an excellent distraction to make his story seem more realistic.
And I found the flyer that got us here.
Boom.
We are useful.
All right, what did you find on the murder? Anybody do it? What do you got?
So the weird thing is Ebenezer, as I'm sure you know, has healing powers. Yet his wound was not healing and he was 100% dead. There's no weapon left in him, but it makes me think that the weapon was probably something special in order to cause a healing mutant to not heal.
Well, there's a couple of things. Yeah, I know everything. I'm Nick Fury. I've told you that before. One, he's not a mutant. Two, well, he had healing powers when he was revived by Blackheart. He doesn't have those healing powers anymore, so he's a regular guy, hence why he was murdered.
Should update the database.
Yeah, you should read the database. It's you know, all in there.
The database is really long, Nick. It's really long.
Also,
that debriefing?
What happened to bombs?
Also, Fury, Wikipedia is completely editable.
Yeah.
They don't let us use that in college. I don't know if you know that.
Well, the S.H.I.E.L.D. database really isn't. Because it's all my knowledge.
That's not Wikipedia? That's not the same thing you're telling
not
me?
Not at all.
Because where it said WikiLeaks on it.
Bombs. In all communicators.
I think he's saying that we're the bomb, guys. We're
I throw my communicator.
Hurry up and find the murderer so we can get this crap over with.
All right. Elves out.
Marlene comes in from outside of the event escorted by two guards. And she said, what's going on out here?
Is there any way we can speak privately inside?
About
this,
what?
This urgent matter.
I have a gala to...
I understand that, ma'am. But I'm pretty sure you wouldn't want this information that I have to be leaked in front of all of your Patreons of this art gala.
What is this pertaining?
It's a private matter. We should really speak inside.
Well, I'm not just going to follow some strangers and bring them inside of this gala for no good reason.
This is do all of the gala people know how to spell? This is an M-U-R-D-E-R situation here.
Somebody's been murdered?
Whoa. Nobody said that.
Come on, bring it down.
Marlene, can I call you Marlene?
All right. I'm strapped for time here, please.
Somebody else is strapped for life, so yeah. I mean, tough noogies.
It's a high priority investigation.
Well, who's been murdered?
Kevin.
What the fuck is this?
You got the database.
Do you know a man named Ebenezer Lawton?
I've never heard of that man.
Okay.
We believe he was connected to your ex-husband.
Why would he be connected to him?
Kevin, why would he be connected to him?
Yeah, Kevin. Why would those two be connected?
We have reason to believe that
they were poker buddies, ma'am. They were poker buddies. We think that maybe your ex-husband,
Mr. Fontaine.
Look, I haven't seen Eric in a long time, and I haven't even communicated with him. If you must excuse me, I have a gala to put on. I'm sorry. It's a very important painting that I must show the world now.
We think he may have been messed up in some serious stuff because this guy has a record with SH.
I have no knowledge of any of that stuff. I'm sorry. You must excuse me. The security guards shuffle her back into the building, leaving you three out in the front of the building. And the previous security guard that was in front steps in front of you. If that's all you guys got, I'm going to ask you to now leave the premises, please. Again, flashing his weapon one more time.
That will not hurt me, but there's no need for that.
Is that all we have?
What are you looking at me for?
You're quick with the database.
Are there any side doors?
For a fire hazard, we're concerned about the safety. Mac, let's talk about that stuff away from the security guards.
That was not in front of a security guard. That was in my mind.
We walk away.
To you, because I also don't have telekinesis. That's right.
thank you for your time, officers. Thank you for serving the country. We salute you. I salute them, and then we walk away. We should really check for some side doors.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I look up the number to this museum and call in a bomb threat.
That's an idea too. That's
under an encrypted. An encrypted. They can't track it back to me. Let's put it that way.
Let's reroute it through shields.
Yeah, we'll reroute it.
Make it look like it's coming from Jonathan Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see how long for that.
Jalen. A-T-H.
Need to roll a 25.
So A-N. You call, but no one seems to pick up the phone.
Oh.
You kind of just, it just rings and rings and rings. Nothing happens.
Have a voicemail? Well, I feel like this would be really a weird message to leave. Hi, my name is Jonathan Garrett. I'm calling in a bomb threat. I'm going to blow, that would just be weird.
Can I call the local PD and then just tell them I'm going to blow the building up? That way they have to mandatory evacuate.
Is there a number
You call the local authorities, the NYPD, and they say, yeah, we got a caseload here. It seems like he was going to have to hold on, whatever.
I'm pretty sure that's the worst. Worst service.
The worst police.
You had the worst role.
The worst police officer. Okay, you know what? I try calling. I called the local police department to call in a bomb threat.
You call, and then they say, we just had a bomb threat call 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not taking anything seriously.
How are you
Quit
not
joking.
Taking...
We'll get out there seriously. When we have.
Well, this is the absolute worst department.
I found something in here.
Oh, what you got? Lay
it
on me.
It seems like Mr. Ebenezer has a wandering soul.
Oh, what?
So we should find his soul.
Or he's taken over somebody that may be important to what's going on here. Like, it's left whatever vessel he was in.
Oh, snap. Brainstorm. Brainstorm. You guys ready for this?
Yes.
All right.
He's been Jeff the whole time.
Is Barbara Wilson in charge of the Gray Academy for Art?
No. He did the ritual himself, stabbed himself. His spirit left his body so he can impersonate somebody to get into this art gala.
Maybe the lady we just talked to.
Maybe Marlene. Maybe one of the cards.
Maybe it's a random flyer that's just found in his apartment. We haven't looked through his damn drawers. There could have been other information in there. We just left.
I thought I looked through his damn drawers.
Yeah, he looked through his drawers, and that's all he found.
Oh.
I found the flyer. I am a very thorough drawer checker. I will have this known. I was taught at the
phrasing.
The Academy.
That's exactly like it sounds.
Yo, St. Nicholas, come in.
What do you want? What you find?
All right, I have a theory. Hear me out. So, Ebenezer, he's a wandering soul, right?
He had one, yeah.
He had one, yeah. What if he still has one? What if he did the ritual himself? He stabbed himself, which is why the wound is not healing, and his soul is impersonating somebody at this art gala.
Yeah, but for what?
For the piece of art that's going on sale right now.
Well, what art is even being sold right now?
It's very high priced.
So you think, let me roll this all back.
Lay it on me. Drop some science.
You think a man killed himself.
Yep.
So he can impersonate somebody else.
That's the truth fact.
To steal a piece of artwork.
Nailed it.
Why would a professional thief go through all that trouble when he could have just stole it right off without killing himself?
I think there's definitely more to the story, but that's where we're at so far.
I mean, he has a history of punishment.
He has a history of punishment.
He
likes acting out.
And reward right after the punishment. Boom. What is a bigger punishment than death, sir?
Mr. Fury, is there any way to... you'll be able to tell us what exactly is going on in this art gallery, what they're showing off.
We have some eyes
on
us.
Give me a second.
I need your database.
You hear kind of typing in the background.
Ooh, authentic typing.
Do you use multiple screens?
I use one screen.
That makes sense.
He has one eye, you dick.
I'm smuggering. Doesn't mean he can't turn.
Let's see. Marlene Alrone. I don't know. She's showing off a painting called the Scarecrow.
Boom! Nailed it. That's Ebenezer's alias.
Yeah, I understand the correlation between that.
You get it?
Yeah, I still understand the correlation, but this guy was a lowlife. You're trying to say he's trying to just steal a painting of a scarecrow?
Wait, maybe we have a Dorian Gray situation on our hands here. His soul might be going straight into that painting, and he might be an immortal man right now. An immortal rubber man.
Okay, I still don't understand why he was killed.
He killed himself.
Maybe. Allegedly.
Theory.
Sorry. Allegedly, you can't see me.
Well, it sounds like you have some type of hunch. Get in there and figure out more.
Funny you should say that. We need invitations to this.
I need you to detonate.
Invitations? Hold on, give me a second.
Yes, why didn't we do this? We have a magic button this whole time.
I don't know.
Because we're new to the agency. You should have known that he can print out.
You guys.
All right.
I'm going to be real honest with you. I might have done a couple of fuck-ups here, and I think I'm sent here due to a punishment. And I think I flubbed it really hard.
You're going to get rewarded.
So sorry.
You got three invitations inside.
Awesome.
Go in there and find out what happened.
You're a saint. Elves out.
I swear to God.
What's the dress code?
Kill all of you.
I'm in a tuxedo already, so I'm fine. I believe I'm here. I walk up to the guy who kept flashing his gun at me. Say, good evening, sir.
How many times I got to tell you three?
I pull out my device, and I show him the invitation.
It's on a QR code.
I don't even know how this happened. Whatever. Just make sure there's no funny stuff on the inside of there.
This party is very serious. There's nothing funny about this. I curtsy and I walk in.
Can I try to pickpocket the security guard and take his gun?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see.
Or is it too... If it's too risky, I don't want to...
You actually successfully take his gun without him knowing it.
Nailed it.
As he turns back around and begins to check the next person in line... waiting to get inside the art gallery.
Kevin for the win.
You three walk inside the art gallery and you see a massive amount of people and there's kind of a gigantic...
Before we walk in, I want to hide the gun. I don't want him. I don't want to just walk in there with a gun.
That's fine. Smart.
You see a gigantic balcony with a large painting with a cloak draped over it, and Marlene just speaking with one of the security guards right next to the painting over the crowd.
All right, guys, grab a glass of champagne, try to blend in. How are sure, not nope, mean. Not you, Mac. Don't grab any champagne. There's apple cider.
Right.
You gotta go 18 apple years, cider. Buddy.
18 years.
18 we're years with you. Sobriety.
Apple cider.
Thank you, Kevin, guys, for remembering. I'm feeling champagne. Like a real connection here, and you guys are caring about your what team am member. I, a chaperone?
Yeah. We're not gonna let you fall off the wagon.
Thank you, not teammates.
All right. Is there anything in the database that's going to give us any indication of what we're looking for? He's clearly possessed somebody. Is there a way to tell? Are their eyes black?
It doesn't say, but there is a crowd here, and he secretes a pheromone. I just found out. I was looking at what he can do. There could be widespread panic here in moments.
All right, good to know. So we're going to look out for anybody who is probably within a pretty close proximity to that painting and start making friends. Start making some new friends.
Oh, here it is. Possession and resurrection. He's had it the whole time.
Yeah, the whole time. Yeah.
This is an extensive database. Good Lord, Shield. It's very thorough. I enjoy
if
that.
They could just figure this out themselves. all right. So we start mingling, or I start mingling.
All right.
Walk through the crowd, you know, nodding my head to people, looking very dignified. I try and get close to the painting, and
it's on a balcony up above, higher than you.
Is there stairs up to the balcony? Like, is it viewing,
there's
it
kind
just...
of rounded stairs that kind of lead up to this painting, but they're both guarded with some more
so
security.
Nobody's up there looking at it.
Right? Only person that's there's it's not even shown yet. There's a large drape around it, like okay. A presentation's about to happen.
So I start walking up towards the front,
and of course, security guard steps right in front of you.
No, not towards the balcony, just towards the front of the crowd.
Okay,
and I just start talking to people.
Are there any crows perched around?
There are no birds perched around anywhere.
Nowhere up on balconies or whatever.
Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything? That's related to the hieroglyphics that we've seen around this art gallery?
No, you don't see anything? Any kind of any other artwork around. It's kind of just looks like a standard art gallery there. I mean, there's other pieces around. There's, you know, just kind of ferns and regular plants that just kind of, you know, surround the room.
Plants, you say.
Is there a lot of like Egyptian-esque are they organic? Artifacts?
No, nothing really distinguished by a certain type of culture or anything like that. It's kind of random all around.
I want to discreetly walk over to one of the plants and break off a branch.
All right.
And slide it into my tuxedo.
You know what? I'm going to have you even roll for that one.
All right.
You do get one of the branches, but one of the party goers kind of looks at you funny like you're a weirdo.
I'm a collector. This is a South African fern.
Savages.
It's racist.
You guys see Marlene kind of walk up to the front of the balcony, and she kind of taps her wine glass and gets everybody's attention. And she says, "Thank you guys for all coming out tonight. It has been a long journey to get here, but I'm finally prepared to show one of the pieces that has been stolen from one of our own New York natives, Mr. Stephen Strange. I'm happy to say
that..."
Wait,
did she just admit that she stole this painting?
Are you yelling that out in the...
No.
Is this a clarifying question?
I'm thinking in my head. I'm thinking in my head.
Is it in your monologue?
Yeah, and then I get on the radio because we have earpieces, obviously. Shield,
should we
bro.
Just be broadcasting?
And just like saying, "Hey guys, did she just say she stole that painting from..."
I don't know
Dr.
if she
Strange?
Did, but it is stolen.
You hear me go,
"The..."
Sorry, that's fourth
painting that was stolen from Stephen Strange now returned back home finally. Whew. To return to his collection. But he was so willing enough for us to show it here tonight. May I present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the Scarecrow. Two men drop the long drape in front of the painting, and you guys see a large painting of a scarecrow with kind of a green jacket, looking very menacingly. And it's just a giant oil painting of a scarecrow.
How big is it?
How big is it? Probably around, I don't know,
would it
seven
fit?
Or 8 feet tall.
So it'd
pretty
fit
big.
A life-size human in there.
Yeah, it would fit a life-size human inside. The crowd begins to ooh and ah, and they, you know, do little artsy claps and everything like that. And then a small violin band comes out and begins to play pretty, you know, instruments for the crowd to admire.
I pull out the device that Nick Fury gave us, and since S.H.I.E.L.D. is very high-tech, I imagine it has, like, some type of scanning capabilities.
No, it's literally just a communicator and a...
Well, then S.H.I.E.L.D. is useless.
We are not the Ghostbusters.
No.
People get to line up as they, one by one, get to come closer to the painting and see it kind of up close.
Since I'm in front of the crowd, I'm, like, definitely one of the first in line.
Stand right up at the front
Examine
of the steps leading up to the painting, and the security guard kind of pats you down a little, and he's like, what do you have sticks in your pocket for?
I get hungry.
You eat sticks.
Yeah, it's fiber.
That's what you do.
Do you not get fiber in your diet?
Just don't touch the painting, all right?
I'm not going to touch the painting.
It is Vigo. It's a Carpathian.
Did you ask other people if they're going to touch the painting?
I ask everybody.
Okay, that's fair.
You walk up the steps, and you're now standing right in front of the 8-foot painting of a scarecrow.
I want to examine the background behind the scarecrow, and also want to look at the frame and see if there's any of those hieroglyphics in the frame.
No, the hieroglyphics are on the frame. They kind of surround the framing of the picture there. The background is kind of a wheat field. Nothing really out of the ordinary from a scarecrow, I should say.
Do we see Doctor Strange anywhere in the crowd?
No, Doctor Strange isn't there. No.
He could have been so useful. Like,
definitely something that he should have been here for.
Does the picture on the painting of the scarecrow resemble anything familiar, like the size, the body shape, or anything of Lawton? Does it match?
From what I can see, it definitely does not look like Lawton.
It's just a basic scarecrow.
Just a basic scarecrow,
yeah.
Kevin. But, guys, I do see these hieroglyphics on the frame. They look like they're almost an exact match to the ones that we saw around the body back in Lawton's apartment. Can I slightly take out my... does the communicator have a camera on it? Is it a camera phone?
It's just like a phone, yeah.
Yeah, it's a phone. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I take pictures of the frame?
Let's see.
You have to be sly about it.
You take out your camera phone and you snap off a couple of shots, but then the security guard quickly turns to you and is like, no pictures, please.
Okay.
You want to send there were some selfies. Of those pictures to Nick Fury, have him analyze them?
Yeah.
Or somebody on S.H.I.E.L.D.?
I walk away from the painting,
mm-hmm.
and hit send on my communicator.
Yo. Your communicator starts rumbling. It's Nick, of course. So I'm seeing a picture of a scarecrow. What does that got to do with anything?
I made that in art class. Just kidding.
He
that
hangs
is.
Up.
Jeez, I called back.
What do you keep pissing him off?
I'm gonna break through this guy.
Put Mac on the phone.
Cap, I'm here. I've been listening the whole time. I'm so sorry.
What is going on down there?
I was not on board with the Santa thing. I do find it funny, but I was not in charge of that.
Okay, what do we got?
We've got, so it looks like we've got the same glyphs that were around the body still on the frame of this thing here, this dang painting.
Hmm. Is that it?
So far.
Is there any way we can get in contact normal. With Dr. Stephen Strange?
And Strange?
Get his expertise?
The painting was stolen from Doctor Strange and is now being returned to him.
Hmm. One of Strange's collections, huh?
One of Strange's collections, okay. Which sounds pretty strange to me. No pun intended. Don't hang up.
And it is of the deceased.
I'll see if I can get in contact with Steven and I'll get back to you, okay?
Thanks, Cap.
Roger that.
Fury. Sorry, sir.
He hangs up and just kind of leaves you in dead space there.
Oh.
Our case. Let's mingle.
One of the men around the painting that's actually kind of looking at it starts to make kind of a fuss
as the security guards kind of close in closer and closer to him.
Uh-oh.
Does anybody have eyes on the situation upstairs on the balcony?
We couldn't get up to the balcony.
Why didn't you guys get up to the balcony?
There were guards.
Everybody's up on the balcony. There's a line. You guys didn't get in line to see the painting?
I thought we were stopped.
Was I the only one? I was the only one that went up there to see.
So you got eyes
on me. I thought you went to the front of the crowd to look at the painting.
Yeah, I went up the stairs to the balcony to look at the painting.
To the stage?
Yeah, that's how I got pictures of it.
Oh.
What have you guys been doing?
I'm imagining the painting's downstairs.
Right. It's on the balcony.
On the show floor.
Yeah, but it's also like 8 feet tall, so I imagine it like, you know, tall enough to we can see it from where we're at on the floor.
I'm the only good agent on the scene. I get back in line so I can try and see what's happening.
You come to the edge of the steps where you see the security guards kind of not even focusing on the line that's building up around the steps because they're all trying to tend towards the now irate man that is in front of the painting who seems to be yelling at the security.
So I start moving my way up through the crowd and kind of pushing past people. And sorry, guys, sorry. I forgot my phone upstairs. It's brand new phone. It's the iPhone 10. It's very expensive. I need to get that phone. Excuse me. It's coming through. Excuse me. And I try and get up as close as I can and reach into my tuxedo to slowly pull out the stick that I stole. And I start making it sharp. Guys, we might have a situation on our hands.
Suddenly, out of nowhere, it seems like the man pushes one of the security guards back, and he grabs the gun from outside of his holster, and he shoots one of the guards right in the chest, turning around, shooting another guard right in the chest at the same time.
How close am I?
You guys are both down on the bottom while Webb is kind of on the steps of, towards the balcony.
I run up.
Yep, we definitely have a situation. Definitely have a situation.
And I pull out the gun. Or no, I keep it concealed, sorry.
The man pulls out what it looks like a horn-shaped item and places it down in front of him. Then, out of his jacket, he kind of pulls out a flute and begins to start playing it. Around the man seems to be some type of aura that kind of just surrounds his body as a few members in the crowd begin to shake and convulse violently as he plays this flute.
Can I rush him?
Yeah, you can.
I'm going to rush him and knock the flute out of his hand. As I do that, I'm yelling into my comms, Nick, we have a situation!
You run directly into him, but you get pushed back down the steps by the aura that surrounds his body.
I want to run to the two people that were shot, and I want to pick them up. Are they dead? I want to see if they're dead.
You run up to the bodies that have dropped to the floor, and you find out that they are not dead; that they are just severely wounded.
All right, I want to heal their wounds.
Yeah, you
to not like to where I'm exhausted, but enough to get them.
You heal their wounds to where they're in stable condition.
Okay.
Right.
Can I bum rush him in a similar fashion, but hard as a rock?
All right.
I'm on the ground.
Hold on. You rush up to him at full speed, and you still get knocked back down the steps, being bounced back by the aura that he has emitted from his body.
Can he land on me and back? Matt, get off!
Sorry, I'm so heavy.
The man begins to play the piper. No pun intended.
You did this on purpose.
More fiercely as three of the members in the crowd drop down to their knees and begin to transform and mutate into demons.
Oh, crap!
Blackheart.
Yo, Nick! Nick, come in.
I want to search these bodies as they're doing all that, and then get their ammunition and their weapons.
The bodies that you healed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They're incapacitated. They're not going to...
Kevin, can you...
I need weapons. I don't have anything.
You search their bodies, but you don't really find anything but communicators.
No ammunition? No weapons?
No ammunition. No weapons on these guys.
Kevin, can I borrow your gun?
No. Fuck you. You have sticks.
Webb, your turn.
Again, the communicator, Nick, we have a major situation here. We found Lawton. He is playing some sort of flute, some sort of piper.
It's not Lawton. Lawton's dead.
Not, yeah.
It's the Mad Piper.
Is it?
That's what I'm calling him.
Just kidding. I'm not Mac. I've been this bad guy the whole time.
I think it's Lawton possessing this guy. I think I found Lawton. He's performing some sort of ritual in front of the scarecrow painting. We have wounded civilians. We have three guards that are now demons. Have you contacted Strange?
I listened to the comms.
I can't get in contact with Strange. I don't know where he's at right now. I don't think that's Lawton, because Lawton is dead the last time I checked. But whoever it is, definitely take him down now.
He has an aura around him that is preventing us from getting close.
Like what, magic or something?
Some sort of magic.
Oh, damn it, then we do need Strange.
We need Strange.
Can I go up and mess with the painting?
I don't know. I'll try to get Strange. You guys figure something out down there.
Can I listen to
I'm sending
to the...
reinforcements. You just hang on.
Okay.
I want to like go and break the frame or something.
Yeah, just... what happens if we destroy the painting?
I don't know. I didn't paint it.
Kevin.
Mac, your turn.
It's your turn.
What?
What would you like to do?
Oh.
Mac, put the champagne down.
It's not champagne. It's cider. I will go up to the painting, and I want to do something more than poke it. Let's see here. What am I up to?
I really
want to
poke it, but I feel like there'd be something stronger here.
I feel like that might be creating a circuit of the runes and stuff like that. I kind of want to break it, but then what if? Oh, should I just break the? I'll break
Matt,
the frame.
Break it.
Break the frame with a hard fist to the frame.
You harden your fist and you punch it as hard as you can, but it doesn't seem to make a dent on the frame.
Mother liquor.
Whatsoever.
Okay.
As you punch the frame, you slowly see a giant hand start to emerge from within the painting, slowly kind of clawing its way out of the painting.
It is Viggo the Carpathian.
As one of the demons rushes Jeff and leaps at him, barely missing him, and falling right behind you.
Can I shoot it? The demon that jumped at Jeff?
You shoot directly at the demon, and it jumps right out of the way, narrowly missing it.
Did I hit Jeff?
No, you didn't hit Jeff.
Can I shoot again
critical
to hit
failure.
Jeff? No. Jeff, your turn.
I get on comms. Kevin, try and shoot that painting. See if you could shoot the actual canvas. I'll take care of the demons.
I got a little bit of knockback here. There might be some ricochet. Just be prepared for that.
I square up with the demon that tried to attack me, and I break the stick I have. I break it in half. So now, and then I make both of them grow. So I have two like sharp like batons.
All right.
I want to charge the demon with this, with these batons.
All right, so you charge the demon with the batons, swinging fiercely at them, and you seem to just break them off the hard hide of the demons.
Well, this presents a problem.
Mac, your turn.
Hard hide of demons. Oh, my God. Let's see
Wait,
here.
Kevin didn't go yet.
Kevin
shot at the demons.
Oh, that's right.
And he drove him back, and you ran right to him, you dingus.
Pay attention.
What do I have in my prayer? I am just hard. That is all I am. That's a rock.
We still saying phrasing?
Sure, go for it. It's all, let's see here. maybe I should take a hostage.
Back, sell it back. We're on the good side.
Right. Okay.
Try to.
Who are the people who have been possessed?
They were just party goers. There's only three of them. There's three demons currently rampaging around the room, while the other members seem to just be running around scared from the latest development of demons that have just transformed on the room.
I will use this turn to scream, "Everybody, get the hell out of here! There's a guy who is doing some majorly bad stuff. Everybody leave if you can. Get to the doors. Not you. Stay where you are."
People rush out of the doors, kind of tripping and falling all over each other, but seem to still make their way out, except for the three demons and the Piper, who seems to be just fluting away as
madly.
As the entity still just keeps emerging from the painting.
Is there anything above the Piper?
There's nothing above the Piper, no. Just the ceiling. very high above him.
Do I have any turn left after screaming?
That's your pretty much action. It's
okay.
Kevin's turn. Oh, actually, no, it's the demon's turn. The demon rushes right at Kevin, swiping away, trying to claw your face off, but it misses and smashes right into the staircase.
Nice.
The third demon makes his way upstairs and kind of just positions himself right in front of the Mad Piper, we'll call him right now.
Purposeful.
Your turn, Kevin.
Okay, so he's still irradiating this.
Yes.
Okay, and you, when you rushed him, you got.
I got pushed. I got pushed back. Yeah,
I got knocked back as well.
Okay. Here's okay. Hang on. Here's how I'm seeing the scenario right now. And correct me, and Aaron, tell me if I'm wrong. So right now, all three of us are down at the ground level. There's a balcony with staircases, curved staircases that lead up to it. Right.
Person.
On the balcony. The painting is facing the back wall now at this point, and we're down at the bottom. We're seeing just the back end of it. That way people could come up as they came up and they looked at it and they can go down the other side of the staircase.
Two winding staircases.
Yep.
Front picture right in front of you so you can see the scarecrow right in front
with
giant hands
okay.
coming out of it.
Okay.
Doors behind are to your backs right now.
Where's Marlene?
I get on the comms.
I imagine she's just running out of the building.
Marlene Maybe. Ran with the rest of them.
Oh, did she? Okay.
Yes.
Get in the comms. Kevin, have you tried shooting the painting?
I have not, but if he punched it and nothing, a bullet's not going to do anything.
He punched the frame. Try shooting the actual canvas.
I position myself directly where the demon is would rush me,
mm-hmm.
and the Piper is directly behind me. So I'm right in the middle.
Okay.
But then I take a shot at the painting.
You shoot at the painting, and it seems to just ricochet right off the painting.
Does it hit? Does it hit Jeff?
It doesn't hit anything else.
Okay.
Jeff isn't here. He dropped us off.
The Mad Piper turns around and yells to you three and says, "No mortal weapons can hurt the Lord Kalumai."
I yell back, joke's on you, buddy, because we're just the opening act.
We're the elves and it's Christmas time.
After I say that again in the comms, Nick, where the hell is Strange?
I got no information on Strange, but I'm sending backup right now, so don't worry.
Is it magic backup?
It's good enough. If it's my backup, it's good enough. They'll be there in about 30 minutes.
We don't have 30 minutes.
Each turn takes 6 seconds, man. Get here fast.
New York does not have 30 minutes.
Well, you better figure something out. What are you even dealing with down there? I need to know.
We have some sort
There's
of
a
creature.
Demon coming out of the painting.
Demon coming out of the painting.
And three demons.
What
three
type possess. Of demon?
A painting demon. I don't know. This
Bob
is why
Ross
we need
is
Nick.
Back from the dead, and he is pissed like we have never seen him. He's going to beat the devil out of us.
You guys got to be more specific than that. I need some type of...
There is also a Mad Piper here that is so surreal.
He's got
to
a
say
horn, and
loud.
He's blowing the horn.
Hold on. Give
he's
me a second.
He's tooting his pipes. He likes putting things in his mouth. It's very awkward.
He mentioned something called Kalumai? Kalumai Shoxide?
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's very bad. Who is he?
Give me a second.
Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
Eyes in the sky. We do not have a second.
He hangs up on you and kind of just no communication.
Well, Santa has hung up. Elves?
He has flown away without the presents.
The demons begin to start moving closer and closer towards Mac.
Wait, I haven't taken an actual action yet, have I? I just talked to Nick.
You just talked to Nick.
Okay, so I actually have an action now?
Yes.
What's the staircase made out of? Is it made out of wood?
Just regular old stone.
Oh, crap. Okay, well...
Throw one of your sticks. I'm on the comm saying this. Throw one of your sticks at the ceiling. And can you make it grow?
Yeah.
To like a giant tree trunk?
Yeah.
And fall directly on top of this bastard?
Let's do it. I want to take one of my batons, sharpen the end of it, and I want to throw it right above where the Piper is.
All
right.
Make it bigger.
And then as
Viagra.
As it hits the ceiling, I'm going to start making it grow bigger and bigger until it's like a basically a log?
You throw it straight up into the air, and it just gets stuck right into the ceiling. But it doesn't seem to be growing any bigger than what you just made it do.
First step.
I have a question.
Okay.
So last thing I did was punch a thing and then shout off the balcony, right?
Yes.
I punched the frame. When is it my turn?
Your turn is right after his. He's done now.
Oh, yeah. Sweet. Yeah, okay. Yeah. You said there are people moving toward?
Yes, you have two demons moving towards you.
Is there any way to throw one of them into the canvas?
You can, yeah, you can try.
I'm going to try that.
Fight demons or demons?
You run up to the demon, hardening yourself, and go into kind of a grapple. But he seems to just get the better of you and toss you down to the floor, causing...
Son of a bitch.
13 damage as you slide right into a door frame, smashing right into it.
My indestructible skin took 13 damage from sliding into a door frame.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
it
when
was
you...
It was an indestructible door frame.
Yeah.
Imagine stubbing a toe. It hurts like a muffin.
Yeah.
Mac, are you okay?
Yeah.
Demon's turn. The demon rushes right after the fallen Mac, pouncing on him as Mac rolls out of the way, narrowly escaping a smash into the floor. The second demon jumps right at... Who are you again? Jeff?
Yep.
No.
Kevin, that's right.
Kevin.
Jumps right at Kevin, slashing him right across the chest.
No, I'm jumping out the way.
For 18 damage out of your 50, by the way.
Do you have uncanny dodge?
Can I can't dodge it? I don't get an opportunity to try to dodge it?
Not with the roll that he did.
It's okay. My guy damaged me too.
So he just sliced me, that's it?
Yeah, he just sliced you, yeah.
Okay.
You've got heals.
So I grab my arm, while pointing the gun directly at the demon's face.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously I'm healing myself as I'm touching myself.
Gross.
Freezing.
And upon completion of healing, I fire off two shots.
You fire off two shots directly into the forehead of the demon, dropping him instantly, killing him.
That was a person.
As he shrivels up and transforms right back into a dead human being now.
Oh.
I touch the human. Bring him back.
A dead human
being.
You are not
I
the
can
Phoenix.
Do it.
Yeah. Your turn. Jeff.
Good shot, Kevin. All right. So we got one demon down, two to go. I want to square off with...
That was Tony, by the way.
Yeah.
Night Shark Nipple.
Night Shark Nipple.
Night Shark Nipple. I want to square off with the other demon and throw my spear at its chest.
You... Sharpen one of your wood sticks that you had on you, tossing it right into the demon's chest, impaling him right next to Mac on the floor, causing him to explode with blood and then transform right back into the human that he transformed
Good
from.
Good lord, guys.
Bullseye!
Murder.
I thought these were just, like, always demons, and they just took human form. Apparently I was wrong.
The Piper, seeing the troops starting to dwindle, begins to become enraged and angry, and he drops down his aura that's around him, and he leaps down off the balcony towards Mac, and hits him right in the face with just a basic punch for 4 damage.
Good try, bozo.
Your turn, Mac.
Piper's
right in front of you.
No aura. You can hit him.
I am going to smash.
Mac smash.
I'm going to do like a big old, just like a flying cross at him. It's you, just like, pow.
You
take him down.
You harden your skin and you leap right at him with the flying cross, smashing him into the ground, dealing 18 damage. To the Mad Piper. The
I feel like this is some one-on-one action.
The demon, noticing that, leaps down at you from the balcony, narrowly missing you in the process as he tries to smash down into the ground. All the while, a demon seems to be still emerging from the painting.
Suddenly, agents from S.H.I.E.L.D. burst through the door with guns a-blazing, and they just begin firing at the third demon.
As they burst in through the door, I yell, "Elves, hit the deck!"
Riddling the third demon with bullets, transforming him back into the human form.
Oh, so they're killing too, so it's okay.
Shoot the painting!
We're okay.
Shoot the painting!
They hear you, and they aim all towards the painting, lighting it up with the laser blasts and causing the demon to suck right back into the painting, destroying it in its entirety.
Oh, so all we needed was laser weapons.
I pop up. Go, "Well done, everybody. Good job. Sharma on me."
The freaking Piper dude. Can I shoot the horn or whatever, the flute he's using?
You shoot and you miss the flute that he was using.
Did I hit him?
The whole time. No, you missed everything. Nick Fury walks in to the kind of stumbled Piper from what Mac did to him, and he grabs the flute from his hand and then just stuffs it in his pipe, in his pocket.
In his piper.
And he says, "Good work, guys. You guys caught whoever this guy is. He's definitely going to the raft, and it seems like you guys did a pretty good job here."
Didn't solve Lawton's murder. Don't know what happened to that guy.
I might have a couple of things about that.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple now if you guys had just looked in your database. Clearly, this guy belongs to the cult of that demon that he was talking about, and they needed a sacrifice. Yes.
Oh.
I've been looking at the database as I crippler crossed at this guy.
Yep. That's what the database is there for, guys. Yeah.
It's just a lot of stuff to read.
I'm gonna pull out my communicator and toss it on the ground and go, "Thanks, Nick. You've been a saint."
Well, oh. Yeah, it's easy. Well, you guys did your best, but you're fired, all of you.
Whoa!
All three of you. That's right. All three of you fired. Simple task. You turned into an earth, almost earth-ending situation.
Question. What would have happened if we didn't show up? We saved the earth.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Or did I have my troops come in and just handle everything?
Well, that was going to be what we did next. We had to get the guy down first. Yeah. Pretty sure.
Yeah. Mac over here did 18 damage.
Mac was good.
And I'm pretty sure I put two into a demon skull.
I evacuated an entire lower floor of citizens and then just like completely didn't kill
anyone.
Mind you,
I also saved two people's lives.
Yeah. You guys are all trying to make excuses now, but at the end of the day, S.H.I.E.L.D. did what S.H.I.E.L.D. did. You're all fired. Let's wrap everything up here, guys. All the S.H.I.E.L.D. agents begin to handcuff the Piper that's on the floor. And take him away, and a troop of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents come in to kind of clean up the mess and make sure that everybody is kind of safe, escorted outside. The ones that didn't seem to make it and were cowering in the corner. And he just kind of leaves you guys there to ponder your failures of the evening.
You guys want to get some shawarma?
You know, I'm never working for this asshole again.
There's some shawarma down
here. And I look directly at Nick's face when I say asshole.
Nick walks right past you guys and gets on one of the transports and just flies away and doesn't say anything to any of you guys.
You know, it's a funny thing. I have to take all the hard stuff away or I can't taste anything.
Really? Is that how it works?
That's a side effect. Too. Yeah.
Okay. Everything. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
Just everything. And I get really heavy.
Really? Okay.
That's with the shawarma or without, though.
You know, you took some damage, bro. I'm going to go over there and heal him. Make sure
he's
top notch.
And that was the end of it, of that episode of...
of that campaign.
New Mutants of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah.
All fired.
Yeah, you're all fired.
No, this is, you know what, fired by S.H.I.E.L.D., this is when we turn super villain.
Yeah. Man, I should have said that to Nick.
We will see what happens next time on the New Mutants.
Great.
Thanks for watching, everybody.
Yeah,
going through that with us. They could have done some more investigating, but they just chose not to.
What was your plan? Who killed Lawton?
It was the cult of Kalmois that killed.
They needed a sacrifice.
They needed a sacrifice, and Lawton was the closest thing to the Scarecrow avatar that seems to be the protector of the painting that keeps people from freaking
I got through all of it.
Bringing the demon out.
Just before the cross turned, I was just like,
And all of that was probably, we probably could have figured it out if we looked more around his apartment, huh?
A little bit more investigation cool. skills, guys.
Where was it?
Bad rolls.
Was it in the bathroom?
Thank you for listening. Go ahead and Piper, you can plug away everything that you are a part of. Capeless, all that stuff.
Goodness, it's mainly Capeless Crusaders. So it'll be the Twitch channel on here. I think it's twitch.tv/thecapelesscrusaders, the Capeless Crusaders, and then just thecapelesscrusaders.com.
Nice. Check them out, people. They do the podcast, of course, they do the Twitch and everything like that.
And we stream with you guys.
And they stream with us, too. Yeah, you can see them sometimes in our stream.
Fortnite.
We have to get, we still need one more Capeless Crusader actually in the building to round out the whole cast.
Yeah, then we have the whole collection.
Then we'll have the whole collection, yeah.
You know
exactly.
What? We can't ever have a Steve's do it though, because then you guys will just be yearning the whole time, like, oh, one you didn't get.
I don't know. I think after that, then we need to do like a giant collection of all of them.
Assemble. Like an anthology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some giant public event.
Maybe we'll do another D&D session. I don't know. Mm. I kind of like this, the Marvel Universe thing, since we've expanded beyond just the X-Men now. We've gone into more of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, or Marvel Universe, not Cinematic
Universe. I
like it. I think this is
It's still stuck with healing. It's not fair.
Well, I mean, hey, things happen, sir. Things happen.
Blame evolution.
Exactly. That's exactly what you have to blame. Exactly what you have to blame.
Coming up next, I think the next big thing for us is December 10th, SAC Gamers Expo.
Yep,
Scottish
Rite
Center.
There. We will definitely be there.
We will. We have a panel, 3:45 in the panel room. And Ivy Doom Kitty will be joining us.
Yeah.
They got Black Nerd Comedy is going to be there again.
Okay.
So that'd be cool to see him. Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
You should definitely come out to that one. We'll be putting up all the posts on all our social medias, which you should be following us on. But for now, I would have to say goodbye to everybody. For the International Stephen Gutierrez, the real David Webb, and His Majesty the Mad Piper, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying you have just been Marvel banged.
Aren't I closing it out?